And of course, you know, just like we are continually working to improve our relationship with our special someones on this earth, we continually work to improve our relationship with our God. Now, check this out. Truth be told, if we're really conscious of how life works, we're continually working to improve our relationships with ourselves. Now, this is what I mean. Carl Thornton Jr. is continually striving to improve Carl Thornton Jr.'s relationship with himself. Now, this is what I mean by that. This is one of the ways that we work to improve our relationships with ourselves. We have a good idea of what is right and what's wrong. Let me keep it to the individual, on the individual level right now. I have a good idea of what's right and what's wrong. And to a great extent, I pursue that which I perceive to be the right, and I strive to reject that which I perceive to be the wrong. But sometimes I'll be pursuing what I think is right, but later on discover it was wrong. And I feel kind of bad about that. And, you know, whatever steps I need to take to correct that situation, I'll take. But what about those times when I know from the very beginning that what I'm getting ready to do, what I'm getting ready to say is wrong, but I do it anyway. I say it anyway. I'm getting ready to take some kind of action, and I know that I'm going to be smiling when I do what I do. I'm getting ready to say something, and I know that I'm going to be smiling when I say what I'm going to say. And I plaster on a facial expression that deliberately portrays me as being innocent. I'm just trying to be helpful. I'm just saying this for no particular reason. I'm just making the comment. When in my mind and in my heart, I know that I'm hoping that what I'm getting ready to say will cause problems for someone. But I don't want them to know I want it to cause problems. And so I'll wear a smile on my face when I say what I say. And I'll use a tone of voice that's designed to make me sound innocent, so that if the problems that I'm hoping do occur, no one will be upset with me, because it'll be obvious to everyone that I did not try to cause any problems by what I said. But because I know I really intended for harm to come about, if I really am generally trying to pursue the good, then that wrong that I just deliberately pursued should have me bothered in my conscience. My conscience should be bothered by what I just did. Later that day, my conscience should still be bothered. That evening, if I haven't resolved that, I haven't taken care of that, my conscience should still be bothered. Listen to Romans chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. When Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ. our consciences. And very often, God is letting us know through our consciences, do not do this. Do not say that. We go ahead and do it anyway. And if we really are trying to pursue the right, our consciences will be bothered by the wrong we did. And so now we are out of sync with ourselves. I'm out of sync with myself. I know the right. In this particular case, I knew that it would be wrong to say what I was getting ready to say. I knew that it would be wrong to try to cause problems for these people by saying what I was going to say. I knew before I said it that it was wrong. And I said it anyway because I wanted to cause problems. My conscience starts bothering me. I'm out of sync with myself. I need to do a better job of doing what I know is right so that I don't have all these problems with a guilty conscience. I need to improve my relationship with myself. Certainly, we're going to be working to improve our relationship with God in the process. But ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the person we most overlook when it comes to improving relationships is ourselves. We don't realize we put ourselves through so much drama, needless drama. Sometimes we decide, hey, I'm going to do this because this is going to give me a lot of pleasure. And whether it means cheating on your spouse by getting someone else to cheat on their spouse so you two can enjoy sexual pleasure with each other, forbidden sexual pleasure with each other, instead of just staying with your own spouses. And you know that if this comes out, there is going to be problems. There's going to be trouble at home. But you insist on experiencing this forbidden pleasure. You do it anyway. And then your spouse does find out about it, even if it's only months later. And there's trouble in the home, drama in the home that you can't escape. You're the one who brought that drama to the house. And now you're walking around all upset because of what's going on. You brought it on yourself. You need to develop a better relationship with yourself. Self, I know this is wrong, so I'm not going to do it. Instead of saying, I know this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. No. Develop a more compliant relationship with your own conscience. Back in a few.